Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches, picking up on some Zanim Abiz, but about the page, very last words. It's the next part of the Mishnah, and that is that Rabbi Akiva said, the Lashon is Amar Rabbi Akiva, that he says that you have two types of people. You can have one person who goes, he gathers kishuim, which is cucumbers or zucchini, and he's going to be potter. Another one is going to be chayiv. Now, says the Gemara, but the point is that the Lashon of the Mishnah is Amar Rabbi Akiva Amar Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. Sounds like he learned this from Rabbi Yeshua. Beep, turn the page. Samachas Amanav. Fact of the Gemara, Vahar Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Yeshua Gamarle. You're taking me learning from Rabbi Yeshua. Vatanya, but we have a braisa which tells us that I actually learned it from someone else, from Rabbi Eliezer. That's the question. And it's going to take us the whole Amud here to get to the answer. So what the answer is going to be is, Enechinami, he learned it from Yoshua. He didn't really understand it, though, until he learned it from until Rabbi Eliezer explained it. That's the answer, but let's go into the question now. You're telling me I learned from Yoshua? I, Vaitani, Kishkala, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer got sick. Nechasur, Rabbi Akiva, Chavir, the Barco, Rabbi Akiva and his friends came in to go visit him. And what happened? Who Yosef Bikinov Shela? He was sitting in his kinov, which is a type of bed, like a canopy. He and Yosef Betraklin Shela, they're sitting in the entrance way. Now, Vosayom, Erev Shabbos Haya. That day, it was Erev Shabbos. V'nichnas Horkenes b'no l'chlos tefillah, and Horkenes, that's Rabbi Eliezer's son, Horkenes, he came in to go to take off his father's tefillin. Says Rashi that Shalav the Gesav Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin Shabbos Mat the Tamas Tefillin. Also Anicham Shabbi Yetsa Behem Lishes Rabbim and Tzasal Berem, because maybe you know Lishes Rabbim with him. Garbo Vyasa Ben Zifa and Elazar. He yelled at him and he left all embarrassed. Amar Lo Mechaveres, who said to his friends, Kemeduma Ani Shadaito Shel Abba Nitrafa. I think that my father's mind, he's like lost his mind. Rashi says Vekarvu Lamus, and he's going to maybe die soon. Shilo Hoisa Daito Mishavas. I hold Tefillin if he was really in the right place. If he was calm with his mind, then he would have taken off his tefillin. So Amar Lahen, Rabbi Eliezer, you heard this, and he's responding by saying, Daito Vidas Imo Nitrafa. No, his mind and his mother's mind are all messed up. Heich Menich and Isser Skila, how are they going out and leaving over an Isser Skila of stoning? And that's Va'oskim Isser Shvus, and they're dealing with a Durabanon. Right? Why is that? Says Rashi, because they didn't deal with lighting the candles, the fires, or getting hot food. That type of thing is a daraisa, but they're dealing over here, taking up my tefillin to make sure I'm not over a derabanan. He says, like, wearing tefillin Shabbos is not going to get to a point of daraisa, because me daraisa, even if you go out, you know, into a sarabim, Shabbos wearing tefillin, he wouldn't be considered like he's carrying, because they're worn during the week, and therefore it's considered like clothing. And we're at some sort of jewelry that somebody's wearing. So it's not even a problem. Cave and Shorah Chacham Shadat to Mishavas Lav. Still Chacham said that, no, he's actually, his das is still there. Like, he's totally fine. Therefore, what they do, Nichnasu V'yashu Lefanov Me'rachok Arba Amos. They came and they sat in front of him a distance of 4 Amos. Now, why were they sitting in 4 Amos? Rashi says, Mepnei Nidoi, because he was in Nidoi. He was in Cherem. Shebarchu B'machlokes Tanuro Shalachnai, above Mitzila, famous story of Tanuro Shalachnai, that he didn't accept the rove in a particular halacha. It comes up in above Mitzila and Tesla Beis, famous story. Amalem, Loma Batim, he said, why'd you guys come? Amalem, Loma Torah Banu, we came to learn Torah. Amalem, Banachshav, Loma Batim, why'd you come until now? Amalem, Loya, Loma Pinai, like we didn't have time. Like, it's okay, we weren't able to come. So Amalem, he said to them, I'll be really surprised if you die, if, you know, a normal death. So I'm a Lord Bikiva. Kiva says, Shalima, what about me? What's my death? I'm a Lord Shalcha Kashmi Shalahan. Yours is going to be even worse than theirs. So Hashem Mepnei Shalimcha, Pasuach Ulam, your heart is open like a hall. V'ilu Shemishtani, if you would have been Meshamish me, if you would have learned by me, I said, Lamed Torah Habe, I would have taught you. You would have learned a lot. I would be able to teach you a lot. So what happened in Natal Shtezer Osav? He took his two arms and he put it on his heart. He was upset that he wasn't able to go into teach as much Torah as he feels he could have. And Amar, he said, woe to my two arms. Shehem kishtei sifrei Torah sheniglal. They're like two sifrei Torah that are rolled up, just like these things are covered when it's rolled up. So to my wisdom is going to be concealed when I die. because you didn't come learn from me. Harbi Torah, Lamadati, Harbi Torah, Lamadati. I learned a lot of Torah, and I taught a lot of Torah. Harbi Torah, Lamadati, I learned a lot of Torah. Beluch Asarti, Mirabasai, Afilu, Kikelev, Amalakik, Min Hayam. I didn't remove from my Rebbeim the amount, like even then a dog licking stuff from the sea. Like I learned so much, but it didn't decrease so much, you know, the ratio of what they have to what I know. They were like so much. Harbi Torah, Lamadati, and I also taught a lot of Chesruni, Talmidai, my students only took away from my knowledge the amount of putting something into a tube, you know, of eye, is like an eye shadow type of thing, and taking out a drop from there. Vlod, Ella, Shani, Shona, Shloshmeos, Halachos, Baharis, Aza, I learned 300 laws that deal with the Baharis, which is a type of skin thing by Tsaras, and of the different colors. Vlod, Adam, Shishoalaini, Bahen, Davarola, no one ever asked me about them. I could have taught them. Not only that, Ella Shani Shona Shlosh Meos Halachos. I just have 300 halachas for Army Law, Shlosh Alafim Halachos, some say 3,000 laws. But Atias Kishuan in reference to the cucumber thing, planting cucumbers through Kishuf. Right? I have 300 laws about how to deal with this, like in a field of cucumbers with Kishuf. V'lo Adam Shalini Bahem Davriel, no one ever asked me. Chutz me Akiva ben Yosef, except for Akiva ben Yosef. Oh, and this is the whole purpose of this whole thing, to show that he learned by him. Anyway, Pamachas Anivahu Mahalchim No Yubiderech. One day, Rabbi says, myself and Rabbi Akiva were walking on the road. Amar Li says to me, Rabbi, Deini Benetios Kishuin. He says, teach me the laws have to do with planting cucumbers. Amarti Davrechad said one word, and Ismail called us on the Kishuin and got filled up with Kishuin. Amarli, Rabbi, Limaratani, Nitiasan, teach me, you know, you taught me the Nitias, the planting, Limaratani, Akirasan, what about uprooting them? Amarti Davrechad, he says, Amarli, accepts the call and Makamechad, they all gather to one place. Amrulo, Hakador. Okay, so that's the whole shtickle that they had this conversation. So when he said all this, Chacham asked him a bunch of questions about Tumah. Amar lo, they said, Hakador, a ball. Haveha imus, which is a form of a shoe that you put a shoe over to make it. Vakamea, an amulet. Utsvora megolios, it's like a type of pearl that goes into a pouch. Umishkolos kitana. Mao, small weights that the stuff is made out of leather that gets stuffed. Are these things Makabel Tuma or are they not Makabel Tuma? There is a very particular halacha when it comes to leather that it could only be Makabel Tuma if it has there's an open area in the middle that you're able to go out and to receive things in, right? Like a cup that can accept something, right? That we learn out from a pasuk. So, now the Gemara wants to know, right, this is Machlokas, the Chachamim argue with Rilezer whether these things that are said are Mekabel Tumah. The Chachamim said that since the leather of these things are sewn closed, after it gets filled up, therefore it's not considered a kli, therefore they're not able to be Mekabel Tumah. Rilezer says that there's an open area, even if it's filled up, is considered a kli, and therefore they can be Mekabel Tumah. So the Chachamim, I'm asking Rabbi Eliezer right before he's dying whether he considers he continues to hold his opinion or not. Amalani said to them, "Hain tamein v'tarasim b'mashe hain." Yes, they are tame. They can be makabel tuma, and v'tarasim b'mashe hain. And if you rip it open, they become tame. The way to purify them, they can be purified through putting them in the mikvah like they're there, like they are right now. You don't have to go ahead and take the stuff out of it. So he holds on to his position what he thought before. Minal shalgabia imus mao. What about a shoe that's still on the imus, which is the form of the shoe that they said they used to make it to pull the thing over this shoe form? Well, let me say, who tower? In itself is tower. The yatan ishmaso, betaira. His soul went out with Tyra. He didn't change his opinion. He died saying the word tower. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. Al Raglav Amar, Rishul got up on his feet and he said, Hutar and Neder, Hutar and Neder, the Neder is Hutar, right? This excommunication that he was put in is now over. Lamotzi Shabbos, After Shabbos, Pagaba Rabbi Kiva min Kisar, Kisari the Lud, Rabbi Kiva was going from Kisaria to Lud. This is, you know, where they were on the way to the funeral. And he was hitting his basar, his flesh, until the blood came and fell to the ground. He opened up his hesped, right by the funeral line. And he said, Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, Parashav, my father, chariot of Israel and its horsemen. Harbi ma'os yeshli. I've got a lot of coins, a lot of money. Vainly shulchani laritzosan, but I have no money changer in order to actually gain from it. Right? He was saying, like, he has a lot of questions, but there's no one there for him to go and to ask now. Okay, now back to the original question. Who do Rabbi Kiva learn from? Alma, Rabbi Eliezer, Gemara, learned from Rabbi Eliezer. Says, Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, he learned from Eliezer for a little svar, but he didn't understand it. How did Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, then he learned from Yeshua, Azman Ele, and then he explained it and he was able to get it. Hechi Avid Achi. Frank the Gemara, how could Rabbi Eliezer have done that whole thing with the Kishuim that he made it show up when he was teaching him, you know, that whole story in the field over there? Someone says, this is going to be Chayev. And for the Gemara, Lislami Chayni, when you're going ahead to go to teach it, right? That's fine. Damar Mar, Lo Silmad Lasos. You don't learn to go and to do this. Lasos yet to Lamed, in order to go and do it. Avala to Lamed, Lahav and Ilharos. You can in order to learn it. To understand it, to teach it. Hajan Allah Harba Miso, saying the la la la, eh, and the la la la, oh, his mouths are finished in the seventh parak of Mesechus. Sanhedrin, you know, Hajan Allah, so let's quickly go back. It's stuff, Mem Tess of Abaze, Arba Miso, Simpson Labazin, Skila, Swift, Harichanic, Vichanic, there were four Arba Miso is giving over, and those are the four. Now let's continue on to the eighth parak of Mesechus Sanhedrin. Here we go. Beep, turn the page. Samaches Amabez, very famous Gemara of Carry on My Wayward Son, the Ben Sorer Umore. We know the Ben Sorer Umore is the wayward son. And Rashi says, Seen in the skull in the time of Pirkim Del El, Messiah Mechosav Va'azil. This is the stuff that we learned about in the previous ideas that we're discussing. Skila Del El, Messiah Mechosav Va'azil. Going on this. Ben Sorum or this Ben Sorum or the rebellious son who goes and behaves in a certain way. We're going to go more into it as we go. This is the last case we're going to deal now with Skila. Says Gemara, Ben Sorum or Me'imasai Nasa Ben Sorum or from what age can he fall into the category of Ben Sorer Umore? Meshavish Tisaris, when he has two hairs. He has to have two hairs. This is talking about he reaches 13 years old and then he has two hairs. That's just Avam. Like Mehaki before that. Lo me'anish can mefaris va'azil shadayin lo balachal mitzvos. He didn't come to mitzvos yet. Ve'ad she'akev zakin. Until, what's it like, there's a period of time. There's a starting point and an ending point. And what's the end point? Until his beard grows. What does that mean? What are we talking about over here? It says, Rashi she'azakin mukav se'ar saviv kulo. Right? Around his whole aver. Hatachton v'lo elyon. It's talking about the lower one at the top. And it's talking about loshen naki. So it means a beard around the aver. Shenamer ki yeh li'ish ben. Because the pasuk says, now the upper limit of the age, ki yeh li'ish, would be for a man, ben a son. Ben v'lo bas, a son, not a daughter. And ben v'lo ish, a son, but not a man. Right? And it says, v'zeh mishahikiv zakein isho. Once he finishes the beard down below, then that already is considered a man. It has to be a son, but not a man. So it's the time of 13 when the hair starts to go around. It is a circle, but not completely filled in. Katan, pater. If it's going to be a katan, he will be a mitzvah man. So Lobel Chalmitzvah didn't yet hit mitzvah. Says the Mishnah. Katan, how do you know the katan is going to be pater? If it's going to be nullin, what do you mean? Because it's going to time, like we said. So Lobel Chalmitzvah didn't get mitzvah yet. Vesu, hech ashkan, the unash a kasu. How would you find the Torah is going to punish him anyway? The hachali bai karl miftarei. He's a katan. So you need a pasuk to go into pater. Katan's not going to be chayef. And for the Gemara, I don't know this is what I was saying. Atu ben soru mora al cheto nerag. We know that the midst, this whole parasha of ben soru mora is this kid who drinks a lot of wine and eats a lot of meat and steals and does all these things, right? And he gets killed. Al shame sofo nerag. He's killed on a future behavior, not current. Kevin al shame sofo nerag says that's going to happen. If you cut the nami, then maybe we'd see even a katan's going to be chayef also. Ve'od. Not only that, Ben Veloish, cut the master. It says Ben Veloish, the master that we're talking about, cut it also. So, How do we know a katan is not going to be chayef? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Amar Kork, as the pasuk says, ki yeh le'ish bein. Bein asamach le'gvuraso shel ish. When it says, ki yeh le'ish bein, this is the answer of Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Pasuk says, if there will be to a man a wayward son, which sounds like it's saying, and if a ben tzar mora and if this person becomes a man, says ben asamach le'gvuraso shel ish. It's coming to teach you that these halachas apply to a boy who's almost at that of an ish, right? After becoming an adult. And the end result until he grows is until it goes around the, like in a way that it is a shiyakif atara. Like a crown. Kiasar of Dimi Amar, Akafas Gid, Velokov's Beitzim, and so with the Gid itself, but not the Beitzim, only around the Gid. Now, Rav explained the Pasuk to tell that a Katan can't become Ben Sarmara. Amar Rav Chista, Katan Shaholid, but if you have a Katan, let's say he has a kid. He is of the opinion that a Katan has the ability of a kid, and that's going to be, we're going to go in more with that tomorrow, but this is Machlokas. So he says, Katan Shaholid has a kid, Ein Benun Asa Ben Sarmara. His son can't be Ben Sarmara. Why? Because Shanema Kiye Le'ish Ben, it has to be a man as a son. Le'ish Ben Velo Le'ben Ben. It's got to be an Ish and not a Ben. It could be a ben-ben, right? A son having a son, a.k.a. a katan. In fact, we need it for Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav's drasha over here, that a boy has to be a gadol to become a ben sar morer, right? So how can you go ahead and use it now to say that the father has to be a gadol? And for the Gemara, M.K., if that's really true, then le mikra ki yeh bein leish. Let us just say, when there's a bein, there has to an ish. My ki yeh leish bein. Why is it flipped that way? Shpam mina, look at Rav Chista. We learn out the din of Rav Chista that the boy has to have a father who is a gadol, and the boy, the father can't be a katan. In fact, the Gemara, ve mekula hachiyodah. So let's say that's what this entire is coming to teach us over here. Right, so how do we know, like what Rav is saying? Also, Mkain Nimakra Ben Ish, my Leish Ben Shma Minatati. We learn out both of these principles. Okay, my friends, we at this stage said that a katan can have a child. We're gonna God willing, next time, is that really even true? We're gonna stop over here. I wish you all a great, great day.